Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. We're discussing the most recent Perry City Council meeting. Sven, thank you as always for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
The first thing I want to ask you about today involves some public hearings that kind of kicked off the meeting. They were all basically involving the Progressive Foundry expansion project. The big one of those was the road vacation hearing and action. So what can you tell me about this?
Sure. So we did have the public hearing to vacate a portion of 2nd Street between Bateman and Rawson, as well as some ancillary areas around that. More so just some of the road vacations that we've done historically, kind of redoing them all at the same time so that there is proper records, because when the surveyors went out to do their work to actually put pins out for this vacation of roadway, they couldn't find a lot of the documentation relating to what had previously been vacated by the city. So we're kind of starting from a blank slate on everything old, and then we are going to be vacating 2nd Street for that one block stretch.
All right, now I mentioned the public hearing was held, and you had the first reading of the ordinance to officially vacate the road, and the second and third readings will happen later, correct?
Yep, at September 3rd meeting. Also at that meeting, we'll be holding a public hearing for the creation of a new zoning district called Central Heavy Industrial, which is basically the same as heavy industrial, except that it removes the setback requirements. So kind of what you see with both the Progressive Foundry and Weiss Manufacturing will be an allowed use. So last fall, City Council, Board of Adjustment, and Planning and Zoning all went through a Planning and Zoning 101 workshop. And one of the things that we were taught is that when you have an area or a topic that consistently comes up for a variance, that's probably an indication that you need to look at your ordinances and make some changes so that it's an allowed use if you're constantly approving variances. So we wanted to kind of clean up everything. So we're doing that through zoning as well as these road vacations.
All right. Now, kind of getting back to the road vacation itself, you didn't have anyone from the public speak against the road vacation at the meeting, but have you heard any further feedback on that issue?
I believe a couple of council people have, but like you said, nobody showed up to the actual public hearing to speak against this.
All right. Well, now keeping it in the theme of this Progressive Foundry project, but not directly related to it, the council approved a RISE grant application, which this is the first one in a long time, and it has to do with the roads around the foundry, correct?
You betcha. So this RISE grant application was to rebuild Bateman Street, basically from 1st to 4th, and then sections of 3rd Street and 4th Street between Bateman and Rawson to help with traffic flow. And the road and infrastructure is worn down as it is, and it's pretty narrow, which makes it hard for the neighborhood traffic and that industrial traffic to kind of mix. So hopefully we'll be widening that road out and allowing for a little bit more ease of travel on the Bateman corridor.
For sure. Now, if approved for this grant, it will provide a large amount of the funding, but how much is the total project cost and where would the rest of it come from?
Total project cost is about $2.1 million. The grant application is for about $1.7 million. So there's about $300,000 to $400,000 in there that we would have to utilize tax increment financing to make up that difference and fund the improvements to the roadway.
All right. How soon will you know if you receive this RISE grant?
We'll be on the September RISE grant application round, and they have a pretty quick turnaround after that, so we should know sometime in September. Probably looking at construction in 2020 if we are awarded that grant.
All right, so definitely something to keep an eye on moving forward. Now, one last thing that I wanted to ask you about today is more about the airport. That is a services agreement that the council agreed to for the fuel facility expansion project. What can you tell me about this and how it fits in with the overall airport project?
You betcha. So this project is expanding our fuel farm out at the airport to allow us to be able to get larger loads of fuel. Right now, we have to pay the same transportation costs on 5,000 gallons of fuel as we would of 10,000 gallons of fuel. So by having additional storage space, we're able to spread that transportation cost out over more fuel. So hopefully that reduces the cost of the fuel overall and makes more airplanes come in to get fuel. What this is also doing, kind of separate but the same project, we're updating our card reader system at the airport for that fuel system. The current card reader does not have the new fangled chip reader, which does put us at some liability. So we'll be getting a new fuel card reader that does have the secure chip reader in it.
All right. And just while we're talking about the airport project, any updates on where that is currently?
You bet. So the hangar project, the frame of the hangar actually went up in one day. So I was out there the day before and it was just concrete footings and a floor. Got a picture the next day of the full building frame up. So I'm sure this week they're out there putting on the outside tin and starting to finish that off. So pretty quick project once they get going. They're also going to be doing all of the flat work for the taxi lanes out there and some fun projects, some really transformational projects going on out at the airport. And we're happy to be a part of that.
All right. Well, Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
I just wanted to make sure everybody knew about a couple events going on this weekend in Perry. One being the Habitour, or the Habitat for Humanity bike ride going on. Visit DallasCountyHabitat.org if you'd like to sign up and register for that. The other thing is the Latino Festival. And I know things kick off at about 10 o'clock a.m. on Saturday with the parade. Things kicking off downtown with food vendors, all sorts of activities around 11 o'clock. So come out. Have a good time, go for a bike ride, come back, eat some amazing food, and just have a good time celebrating Perry and Perry's culture.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Sven, for joining me today and for all the information. I appreciate it, as always.
Thank you for having me, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sven Peterson. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.